This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Sit-ins protesting the war in Gaza at a handful of Chicago public schools yesterday drew criticism from some Jewish leaders, parents, and students. Edna Zimmerman has a daughter at one of the schools with a sit-in. She says those sit-ins sometimes support Hamas, a terrorist organization, and can incite violence against Jews.
All of the students in our schools should absolutely be free to speak, and including speak about things with which I vehemently and wholeheartedly disagree. But they should never be able to call for harm.
One student said that a previous walkout resulted in anti-Semitic graffiti and speech. The school district's Office of Student Protection is investigating complaints connected to that January action. The head of the Chicago Police Department is looking ahead to the summer and imploring parents of young people to keep tabs on their teens. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says young people have a right to come downtown and enjoy everything it has to offer. But young groups of teens have sometimes gotten out of hand. Snelling told a city council committee yesterday that while police will try to manage these groups during the summer, he doesn't want officers to overdo it. That's why Snelling is calling on mom and dad to help.
Parents, please, just know where your children are. There are often times that we've seen some really good people drop their kids off downtown, and they think they're going to one location, only to find out that their kids had other ideas.
Snelling says some young people engage in activities that their parents are unaware of and end up in trouble. A member of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's cabinet is facing questions over the costs of an expanded drug program for state workers. Before a Senate panel Wednesday, Raven Devon was grilled about expanding injectable weight loss drug coverage for the state workforce. She heads the State Department of Central Management Services that oversees health insurance for state workers. The Pritzker administration estimates the coverage will cost $210 million. Republican State Senator Chapin Rose worries that the price could be even higher based on WBEZ reporting.
You would agree, I would hope, that we've got to get this right, otherwise this could blow the doors off of any budget.
Everything that CMS undertakes, absolutely, we've got to get it right.
The administration hopes the added coverage will help make the workforce healthier and yield health-related cost savings. In other statehouse news, yesterday marked the 16th annual Illinois Muslim Action Day, or IMAD, at the Capitol. The Council of Muslim Organizations of Greater Chicago called on state lawmakers to demand a ceasefire in Gaza during a press conference. Shafiq Abu Bakr is one of the organization's board members. He says while IMAD is usually a day to advocate for legislation that impacts Muslims in Illinois, this year is different.
We urge legislators to support bills for our community and for the larger community, but we urge them to amplify our voices and address the suffering in Gaza as well.
The organization also called for university leaders to have, quote, meaningful conversations with pro-Palestinian student protesters as demonstrations continue across the state and the country. A few more things you should know today. Illinois voters will probably not see a ballot measure to enshrine abortion access into the state constitution this year. Pritzker says it's less important to do that in Illinois than in other states where abortion care is restricted. During his inauguration speech last year, Pritzker said his goal was to enact constitutional protections for reproductive rights. State lawmakers have until May 5th to put a question on the November ballot. And the latest on a push by the Chicago Bears for a new stadium. Pritzker's office says the team's proposal to fund a new lakefront stadium remains a, quote, non-starter. Top aides of the governor met with the team yesterday. The Bears unveiled a nearly $5 billion plan calling for public funding last week for an enclosed facility to be built next to their longtime home at Soldier Field. Though the governor did not rule out more discussions, the team is clearly facing an uphill battle. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with rain and possible thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high in the low 80s. And tomorrow, we are expecting the high to dip down to the low 60s with some rain in the morning. That's it for now. Later today, Dr. Ricardo Rosenkranz is both a doctor and a magician, with shows in both English and Spanish. At Northwestern, he teaches medical students how to have better doctor-patient relationships.
When you have to navigate this very complicated medical system, the most important thing that your patient needs other than good science is empowerment and hope, and sometimes somebody that can hold your hand and help you navigate that. And that's what the magician is doing. And we all as doctors should be doing that.
The relationship between magic and medicine with the physician-magician today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.